There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. One good thing about the G-Code OSH, for those of you that might be considering getting a gun like I'm about to be talking about, when you get the OSH, it comes cut already for you to run an RMR on the top of the slide of your gun, if that's what you wish to do. You don't have to go out there looking for the holster. That's just the way they make them, because they're tactical. Because they're combat holsters, they're not designed to be pretty. They're not designed to be for in competition or anything. They're just designed to hold on to your gun till you need to pull it. That's what makes them who they are. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. This past year, I've been out on a fact-finding mission, and I discovered a few things that, on the one hand, it was a little troubling. And we're not going to talk about the troubling part, but then I found out the truth, and that's always great. The purity of truth is always great. And I discovered this new company. They are new. They came about in January. They actually were doing work prior to this, but they did not coalesce and become a company under a name, under a heading, with their own particular brand until January of this year. I am talking about Agency Arms, and very shortly I am going to become an agent. This week, I become an agent. You become an agent when you get a hold of one of their guns. Joining me again from Agency Arms, just to give me a little idea of what I may be in store for, is the creative mind and the chief cook and bottle washer, although I know he's not the machinist. He'll tell us that right up front. He's not the machinist, but he is the guy, Mike Parks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, Agency Arms. You don't claim to be very much. You only do Glocks currently, which, and I know that you plan on expanding and everything, but I mean, When you look at what you actually offer on the website, it's almost counterintuitive to what's coming in the gun, isn't it? I mean, because you get out of well, we'd lighten the slide, we do a little pick, you know, we do a little texturing on the grip, and we have this trigger, and that's the explanation.
Yeah, we like to keep everything reliable, dependable, so we don't do a lot in regard of swapping out a lot of the internal parts. But we did a whole lot of science and a lot of research and development that went into what we do as an end state product.
The let me ask you a question that I'm not concerned about it, but you know, I've told you what I'm going to do. When my Agency Arms gun gets here, folks, I'm going to be tattooing myself with the Agency Arms logo. And will I only have one agent number assigned to me?
No, you'll have an agent number for each pistol. And as you gain up in, well, for normal customers, as soon as you start leveling up, if you will, when you get 3 builds, you become a special agent, you get a 3% discount. When you become an executive agent with 5 builds, you get a 5% discount. And so you get a new number at each level.
That's not going to work very well if I tattoo that on my shoulder, though. I'll have to keep going back every time a gun comes in. I've got 2 inbound. One's going to be here this week. I'll be going straight back to the tattoo artist to be Xing that one out and putting the new one underneath it.
Well, the first one is one that really matters because that shows, you know, when you came into the Brotherhood.
Okay, I can accept that. That's something I can run with. That's something I can run with. I'm never going to get rid of the cards, though. Each card that I get, you get a special card identifying you as an agent with a, and we're not going to talk about the message because I've already got all kinds of things planned for when this thing arrives at the gun shop. We're taking a whole bunch of stuff down there and filming the opening of the box and everything right there. First time I see it, it'll be on film. So that's all in the plans and everything. Now I know somebody like Aaron Cowan runs this gun and I respect that young fella a lot. But he not only runs it, he runs it like a crazy guy. And that's where the genius comes in. The stuff that you do on the slide is not designed to look cool, is it?
No, it's all performance-based.
When you lighten the slide moves faster when you pull the trigger, right?
That's correct.
And everybody thought it was just because it's cool looking. When I see Aaron running it, and now one of the things you guys don't do anything to is the barrel.
That's correct, yeah.
So you're not really messing so much with the slide as just taking some weight off of it.
Yeah, and that's why a big part of why we do the RMR standard. It balances the slide out. The ass is so heavy in comparison to the front that doing that weight removal out of the back and putting that aluminum plate in instead, it makes a really good balance for an ass.
That's the other thing, like with people that I had a gun that had an RMR on it, and I could only ever have it with the RMR because the RMR cut, once it's cut, you can take the RMR off, and then it looks like you're missing something on the gun, which doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the function or anything, but, you know, there is something about the aesthetics. You guys have actually overcame that as well.
Yeah, every gun that we do comes with that RMR cut, mainly because of performance. And then we fill it with what we call a battle plate, and it's serrated and has lugs that you can rack off of, as well as a serration. Makes the, you know, the gun a little bit more combat effective and also gives that added value.
Yeah, because then it becomes convertible.
Exactly.
It's a convertible gun. I mean, it is. It can... I guess in one of those situations where something's hitting the fan, unless you have one of those RMRs that is solar, eventually the battery's going to die and you might want to get rid of it and just, you know, that'd be a pretty desperate situation just to rip one of those off and just say, I don't need it. Cast it aside, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be horrible. Horrible, horrible. But you can do it if you want to, and then you have a plate that maintains the profile of the gun and actually, I sort of think, adds to the aesthetics of it. I'm really sorry that I did not know, and I found out about this on YouTube, but I wish I had known. Where is that gun? You guys did a very small run of a very small series of 15 guns, the Fatal 15. Yeah. I've seen some video of one of those, and those are really nice. are really nice.
Small secret is we are preparing to do the second run of the Fatal 15.
The second run of the Fatal 15.
It'll be different. They'll never be the same. Each run will be different.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we are preparing to do the next run.
The Fatal 15. That looked like sort of like a steampunk gun. It looked like somebody bead blasted it after you did a really good coating job on it.
Yeah, that was by the legendary Mike from Blown Deadline. That guy does the absolute most amazing circuit work in the business.
And the one that I saw when the guy was picking it up, he was like, wow, this is really light. And he kept breaking his train of thought as he was talking about it because he kept coming back, wow, this is just so light. So there's something to be said about that, but we're getting ready to go into the first break. I want you to hold on for me until we get back. Agency Arms, you can find them at agencyarms.us. This is combat effectiveness on a lethal tip at a price that you can do. You can do the slide, you can do the grip, you can do the trigger. You can do it one piece at a time if you want to, or the whole gun, whichever way you want to go. Check them out, agencyarms.us. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I've been carrying my G-Code Glock 19 holster around with me because any day now I'm going to be stuffing a new gun into it. And there's a couple of things about it that I like. One, it's completely modular. I can take and unmount this from the paddle and mount it to a drop leg panel. I can drop mount it to my vest. I can mount it to the dash in my car. It can go anywhere. And that's the modularity that's personified by TacticalHolsters.com. Give them a check out. Well worth your time. My guest from Agency Arms is Mike Parks. We're talking
Thanks
about...
for having me, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you do and you guys do really well is while the slide is exciting and it's cool and it gives the gun a little bit of its look, you pay some really serious attention to the frame, which, you know, in the geek parlance would be the interface between the shooter and the shooting instrument.
That's very true. Yeah, we spend a lot of time on that.
Now, just out of curiosity, because in their infinite wisdom, Glock, starting with their third generation, decided to include finger grooves on the polymer frame. You guys get rid of the finger grooves for the most part.
We feel it's just once you do an undercut and everything, a lot of guys end up falling right on top of them. And it makes it uncomfortable. So we just remove them, and you get a nice uniform high grip on the gun.
Now, on the stippling job that you guys do, are the angles on that, the 45-degree angles, are they actually the same angle from front to back? Because you've got a little short angle up over the trigger, and then you've got a big angle on the grip.
They're pretty close. They're pretty close to each other.
See, that's interesting. Most people don't think about that when they're doing something like that. They don't think about doing something uniform. That's almost like somebody sculpted that. Is that part of it? I mean...
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that everything was purpose built, had a professional look and a nice polish on it that makes the product look very professional as well as functional.
Now, one thing that I see other people doing with Glocks, especially, and the reason for the frame attention, we need to point out while the polymer of a Glock is very durable. It's also on its best day in bad situations very slick, isn't it? I mean, it's not something that you want to have your hands wet trying to grip.
No, most certainly not.
So the attention paid to the frame is very, it's where the positive control of the weapon comes. The uniformity of this, and I mean, you do it both with the fourth gens that I see, because I see one with a back strap and everything else. How do you do that? Who's doing that? Is that by machine or is that by hand?
Yeah, so what we do for the checks themselves is that's done on a manual mill. It's actually my partner's dad that does a lot of that work for us on a mill. And once that's done, then it goes to a team of four girls that we have working up front. They do all of the beveling, polishing, detail sanding, and then stippling. So they do it in a little, kind of like a conveyor belt system where they just all work on each different piece of the frame.
Now, are you guys not doing a Comet cut? Now, I know the strengths of the Comet cut, and I also know sort of the weaknesses because I've run guns with a Comet cut. It doesn't look like you're doing the Comet cut. Are you not doing the Comet cut?
No, we don't do it in a lateral cut. Like the Comet cut looks like.
Right.
Ours is strictly functional, or enough release around the magazine release button to allow you to get to it pretty easily. So we actually remove more material vertically, above and below and slightly behind the magazine release. So it doesn't look like a Comet. It's more of like a kind of more like an oval that's positioned more vertically in line with the magazine release button.
Now, the problem with the Comet cut is the accidental release of a magazine when it's holstered up, huh?
Yeah, that can happen.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me. It has happened to me most assuredly. Now, there's a couple things that you will add to a gun if you want to besides the build, and we haven't even gotten into the trigger yet. But, I mean, in addition to messing with the frame, there's a few things that you can add to the frame, like a magwell. You guys have got a magwell. A lot of people moving to the magwell.
Yeah, and the Gen 4 19 is out, and you'll be getting one of those on yours.
Okay.
And then the Gen 4 17 is nearing the finished process of the prototyping. So those should be out relatively soon.
Now, one thing about the magwell, it's not a competition magwell. It's actually a functioning magwell. I don't mind a magwell as long as it's not one of those big, gigantic ashtray-looking things. I do not like them. I do not see the function of them. I mean, if you need something like that to stick a magazine in the handle of a semi-auto pistol, you probably need to practice your reloading a little bit more, don't you? This is just more of a eyes-off guide, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And it's, on the shorter frame guns, it kind of shelves your hand into the pistol really well.
Speaking of competition, has anybody started running these guns in competition?
A few people have been running the competition. Jeremy at Guncraft runs his against guys that have fully tuned up race guns, and he's holding his own pretty well. He usually places in the top 3 to 4.
Right.
And then also, we haven't made the full announcement yet, but we are currently building the guns for our newest endorsement, which is Shane Coley, the team captain for Team Glock. He's going to be shooting agency guns here very soon as they're complete.
Really?
Yeah.
So has Glock decided that if they had a specialty shop, it would be agency?
No, that has nothing to do with Glock. This is
okay.
He's a shooter and us. But it's still going to be a very monstrous step for us to enter into a whole new realm with him shooting our guns in a competition standpoint.
In the competition world, I have no idea. A competition gun, like if they're shooting against somebody that's running an SDI in a similar caliber, the gun itself starts at $2,000 with all the bells and whistles they put on it. How much is a competition gun? About $5,000?
Yeah, they can get real pricey real quick.
Whereas with this, if you just have the gun and not the RMR and anything else, you're looking at what about? You know, if it's your gun, it's about $1,300, $1,400.
Yeah, it's $1,400, and then the long sides of the 45s are $15.
So it's more economic. It's a better economic thing for you competition shooters to go with agency as the place to buy your gun. Much more economic. I like that a whole lot. And you can do it piece by piece for those that don't have the money. Like they can send in their lower, and you'll do that stuff. And you've got a drop-in trigger that you'll put in, or I mean, they can do it piece by piece. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to sit back and say, "Well, I can't do it because I don't have it." But you don't have to do the whole gun. You can get the stuff and get it started. I want you to hang on for me one more time. We're going to talk about. I want to talk about what you guys may have planned that you can let out of, let out in the open. I know some of that may be sort of hush hush, but whatever we can get would be great. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, they started out with the holsters, which, you know, they were just simply indestructible Kydex. Then they came out with the DC-3 line when they decided to hang out with Travis Haley for a little bit. Then they came out with the Scorpion series as they attempted to take Kydex and get away from the traditional model of what it was. Now they've taken everything and jacked this up another notch by going and incorporating tactical nylon with a contact series. The innovation continues unabated. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest from Agency Arms is Mike Parks. Now, I know, Mike, that I guess one of the first things that we need to talk about is that with the great thing about the Glock is it's such a simple machine, isn't it? I mean, what does it have, like 31 moving parts in it?
It all. It makes it a lot easier to work on.
And that is not necessarily the case with other guns that have that are half polymer now, is it?
Yeah, like an M&P is a little more tricky. Even just disassembling it is a little bit more difficult.
Right. And then for those that are the Springfield aficionados, that would be the nightmare gun for me, the XD series. If I was a Kydex guy, or if I was a polymer guy that wanted to manipulate polymer, I'd be looking at that going, no, please. No. Because of it just seems, and I've owned one for about 5 minutes. And it just seemed more complex. And that's really good if you own a Swiss watch. Probably not so good if you're owning a gun and it's a self-defense item, wouldn't you think?
I would agree.
Now, when you guys are out there and you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, do we only ever want to do Glocks because, you know, or do we want to take this concept, this Agency Arms concept, and extend it? When you're looking out there at that, are you trying to find another platform a la Glock, which is going to lend itself to, one, reliability, two, it's going to be simpler and easier to churn out, or do you actually look at things and say, why not an all-steel gun? Why not a long gun? Why not shotguns? I mean, where do you guys place your limit?
Well, it'll definitely be next year, probably mid-next year, which is not the original projection, but mid-next year is when we're going to be hopefully transitioning over to doing more different brands. So we'll be doing MMPs, we're looking at the FN, the VP9 is another pistol that we like to do, as well as the SIG P320. We'd like to get into those different brands in the next year.
See, now I think you and the 320 are a match made in heaven. My only problem with the 320 is that what everybody touts about it. I don't like thinking that all I have to have is one of them.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, that could be quite interesting for you guys because all you've got to do is buy the kits.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the kits? They're like $303 from SIG?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I haven't really looked into the pricing on them very much, but I've shot a few. And I like them a lot. They definitely have some very good features that I think we can enhance upon.
Yeah, my SIG 320 out of the box, I think the SIG 320 out of the box is the best of its type, including Glock. I don't know why I like the way it feels out of the box. Glock is okay. I've always been a Glock shooter, but I've been carrying my SIG 320 a lot. And when you start on the SIG 320, as a matter of fact, if you need a volunteer 320, I will throw mine in there. I don't care if it comes back looking like it was fell upon by graffiti artists. If you guys want to experiment, I couldn't care less.
I'll hit you up.
Hit me up. I'll be happy to sacrifice it just to see. That's the beauty of that particular platform, because even if it were to get messed up for $303, I can fix it. So, anyway. What about long guns? Is that in the future of agency arms at any time?
It is definitely something that we've been chatting about.
Right.
And, you know, who knows? The future is a mysterious one for us. We're trying not to release too much information about
right.
what we have coming, but let's just say this year at SHOT Show coming, we're going to be announcing some pretty awesome new products.
That'll be cool. That'll be cool. I've already been told I have to go this year. I can't.
You have to go?
I have to go. I can no longer beg my way out of it. That and the NRA convention. So that's coming up. But, I mean, now, with guns, and I mean, surely for somebody like you guys that are new, even though your footprint has been out there for quite some time, unbeknownst to most, but for those of you that are, for you that is new in the, as far as the name, Agency Arms and the brand, when you look out there at the landscape and you see the Glocks and the M&Ps and the 1911s and all the other stuff, you really have to reinvent a wheel that has been reinvented numerous times, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there working on these different platforms.
I mean, the AR-15, I have examples. I've had examples from some of the best makers in the world. And I'll tell you, the thing that makes me happy with an AR-15 is weight. And it always seems like when they get, the more innovative they get with some of these guys, especially if they decide that it's got to be an accurate rifle, it's got to weigh an awful lot. I'm not even sure that that kind of a rifle. I have a very accurate rifle that was made for me by Fulton Armory, and this gun will reach out and touch it 1,000 yards, and it's compact and it's great, and that's the kind of, and it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect the AR to be a crowning achievement of precision rifle accuracy. I want something that I can run around with, because I'm getting old. I'm getting old. I mean, part of my kit when I run is one of these foldable bag chairs.
Do you have a special pouch built for it?
Yeah, I have a special pouch built for it. I'm trying to get Gene Higdon and I from when he was the guy with HSGI, now he's with Mean Gene Leather. I'm trying to get him to build us a three-legged chair that is about the size of a big suppressor. Make us a pouch to jam that sucker in, because we're both the same age. We both got knee issues and everything else. And, you know, we're always going to be the rear element. When he keeps going to the Costa and Haley classes trying to keep up with him. And I'm like, you go ahead and run to your heart's content, Gene. I'll be back here in the rear with the gear. Okay, pal? All right. See ya. Sprint down there, you crazy man. This is just me being realistic. But, I mean, really, when you're out there looking at it, it's got to be a little daunting, isn't it? Because as you go into the next thing, I mean, like with any handgun, Smith & Wesson M&P, straight out of the box, trigger, horrible. So everybody's going to improve the trigger, so that's where you start from, and then you start doing the other thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I would not want to be you. But at the same time, seeing what you guys do and the way you have managed to do it, because, like I said, at first glance, it's not a mouthful when you describe what you do with a gun, is it?
No, not really. If you want to get technical and talk about, you know, all the different operations that make our slides what they are, and the engineering that goes behind our trigger and the development of that, that's all my business partner, Randy. You know, he's been a machinist for going on nearly 30 years now.
Right.
And he does all the modeling, all the programming, everything from the ground up, and he's a state-of-the-art 5-axis machine. I mean, the guy is, you know, Batman with the CNC machine. He's just truly unique and extremely talented.
I'm Batman. All right, we're going to take one last break. I want you to hold on one more time for me. I want to get your impression of what I'm about to be in for in the coming weeks. My guest this hour from Agency Arms is Mike Parks on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. On a Tuesday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster, if I can get away with it, this is the only kind of holster I run. And even with, for those of you that are inside the waistband, those aficionados, they have the Eclipse system now with the Incog Eclipse. Hard kydex covered with a fuzzy outer shell. You can even run a flashlight on your gun if you want to. Inside the waistband! That's gonna be that's gonna be a whole big draw when that comes out of nowhere. Psychological effect's going to be huge. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Agency Arms is Mike Parks. Hopefully sometime this week I will become an official agent. And what should I go out and do with this thing when I get it out on the range, Mike? Besides shoot it, of course. Do we still have Mike?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear my question?
Yeah, what should you go out and do with it? Of course, the first thing I would do is go shoot the living hell out of it.
No mercy.
No mercy.
No mercy.
Aaron Cowan buried his and ran over it with his truck.
Right.
You can. The sky's the limit, really, on what you want to do with it.
Now, the gun, a lot of people would look at a gun like that and say, there's just no way I'm going to carry that as a regular gun. I mean, it's just not a regular gun. Why would I carry that as a regular gun? I've always thought that any gun that gives you a percentile advantage in a gunfight is the gun to carry. And since hits are going to count, and since it matters as far as being able to stay on target, I've always thought a gun like that would work. And with my older eyes now, and I'm going to give this another look. I've tried the RMR before. But you guys go a little bit deeper, I think, into the magazine or into the slide, so maybe I'll be able to line this up.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a whole discussion that really, like Aaron Cowan or Paul Van Dong, a couple of our shooters that we endorse, those guys run RMRs heavily. That'd be a really good topic of discussion to get with them on and really talk about the, you know, how to effectively deploy the RMR and the different, you know, processes you go through as you start learning to switch over from irons to the dot.
Now, you're a police officer.
Yes, sir.
You're a police officer. So you're I mean, with the guns, I mean, can you carry one of your guns? Or does the agency you work for say, what are you doing, pal?
There was a little bit of that at the beginning. But luckily, I think they found out it was easier to stop arguing with me, and they allow me to carry field edition. So I can carry a field edition as long as the trigger's over 5 pounds.
Right.
So I carry a 26 field edition in my backup gun, 17 right. field is my duty gun, and then the 19th field is my off duty.
Now, your co-officers there in the department in which you serve, do they come to you? And I mean, has anybody come to you and tried this and said, "Okay, I get it"?
Yeah, I think there's a total of 6 other officers in my department carrying these guns now.
Right.
It's one of those things where there's a conception about if you start messing with a gun, that it's going to lose its dependability and reliability, and you know, you need to put your life on this gun. And you know, I wouldn't carry them if I wasn't 100% confident that I can get in a gunfight and survive, and that this is going to give me that little bit of an extra edge. Because in a gunfight, there's no such thing as cheating. If
right.
you can make it easier and faster, it's all good.
That's got to be sort of huge, because I don't know of too many custom houses that can get out there and say a plural number of officers carry guns from one place. That's sort of unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in one department. A lot of departments have policies where you're not allowed to modify anything, like LAPD. You can't even stipulate. You can only put grip tape on it. But luckily, my department's a little bit more lenient because they're smaller.
Right.
So it is pretty uncommon to hear cops running something customized as an on- or off-duty gun. Usually it's just for their fun guns and not really for their carry.
Now, what is your proximity to Los Angeles?
We're a neighboring city. We're pretty close.
So if something like the big bad earthquake happens in L.A., for a little bit, it's going to be every man for themselves. You guys will be in the middle of that mix, and the hires up in your department have looked at these guns and said, "We don't mind you guys carrying them." That's got to be quite the endorsement.
Yeah, it's a huge statement. They pass all the department tests, and the range master signed off on them, so we are good to go. It's a good feather to have in the hat in case it comes up in discussion.
What is the LAPD issue of them?
LAPD they don't want anything modified other than complete stock, especially because they do issue pistols. My department does not. It's incumbent on the officer to purchase their own pistol.
Right.
We're one of the rare agencies that don't issue pistols. But LAPD, they're just very old school with that. They have policies to explain policies, and it's just the way they operate.
So what is their issue sidearm for the common guy in a car?
I believe it's still Glock. There was discussion that they were going to an M&P platform, but I'm not 100%.
See, I don't understand that. As far as police officers that go out and buy their own gun, they're probably better with a gun than somebody gets it issued to, aren't they?
Yeah. There's also a pride in ownership. If it's a gun that you don't own, a lot of cops don't really care for them, maintenance them, clean them, even if it's not something that they own. There's no pride in ownership. So it's a pistol that they have to purchase, as well as a customized pistol that they've actually put time and effort into.
Right.
They're much more inclined to go shoot it, stay more proficient, keep better care of it, and overall be more proficient overall and effective with that pistol.
Does Agency Arms take special care of police officers I don't take this the wrong way, but when I say this, because I actually think the first responder is the person, somebody having the crime perpetrated upon. But the ones that get called, do they give special consideration to the ones that get called to respond?
Yes, we give 10% off for all of anybody that's current law enforcement or retired with a valid ID. All they have to do is send in a photocopy of their ID so we can verify, and they get 10% off their work.
Which that could be quite substantial depending on what they do. I'm excited. I can't wait for this first one to get here. I've actually got plans on when the second one gets here. I'm trying to figure out how to carry them both at the same time. I may have one on a drop leg and then the other one on the vest somewhere or something else. I don't know. But I'm working on it. I'm considering it because I'm old and wily. You guys and the Aaron Cowans of the world, you just get out there and say, "Oh, it needs one." Well, that's because you guys can run away. I can't run away. I got to stay and fight, so I need more than one. So, in any event, in the coming days, folks, you'll be hearing more and more about this gun. First chance I get to have my hands on it, videos going up. We're going to talk about the impressions of it. Friday, Aaron Cowan's going to be with me because Aaron has run these things hard. And I'm going to pick his brain, his young brain, to find out more about it. You can check out Mike and his work at agencyarms.us. Mike, thank you very much for joining me. Give my regards to Randy.
Absolutely. Will do, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Tomorrow on the show, in 22 hours, we're going to be joined the second hour with Sean Maloney as we get more of the world according to second call defense and all the other stuff that Sean does. You can sort of see Sean's fingerprints all over a lot of things that occur out there. And yeah, it's we're going to have a good time with Sean tomorrow. Let me end by telling you this. It's going to be an all hands on deck if you want the country to get back where it was. And I know that I may get some things wrong, but getting out there and calling for all of us to participate is not going to be the wrong thing. And if that's all that grabs you, if you think that I'm giving wrong advice, turn the dial. Turn the dial. I'm in for the fight, and I'm going to be in the fight for as long as it takes, or until I'm gone, whichever comes first. Do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.